hold, and that is item 1322.
Amend collection and foreclosure code to clarify procedures.
Mr. Lightning, did you want to testify on this?
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. Again, one of the issues I have on the foreclosure process is that from my position, I want it to be an understanding. These people aren't behind on their mortgages necessarily. This is nuisance liens being piled up upon these people, various other liens being put on by the city, possibly property taxes also, IGAs with Multnomah County working simultaneously against these owners. Some of these owners have had their doors kicked in, their windows broke out, severe damage to their properties. In my opinion, the city of Portland is positioning themselves as an equity grab to take their equity, also to run up nuisance liens, to go back to BDS. In my position, I consider these people losing their homes as victims under the foreclosure process. I think we need to start focusing also on understanding that if various police reports have been done on these properties, now they're calling them zombie homes. Great label to have your home labeled, to devalue it, to scare people, scare the owners from these properties. Great term you're using on somebody else's home that you don't own. Okay. Another issue I have, too, is that since these people, most of them have been determined to be victims by police reports, which we're going to be pulling up to watch this very close, once you have somebody kick your door in, your windows kicked out, broke out, your appliances removed, your pipes removed out of your house, you're so afraid to go to your property because you're not getting any assistance by law enforcement, who works with BDS, works with the code enforcers, the nuisance liens enforcers, to take your house in the future. Here's my question to BDS and all you people that think you're doing the right thing for these victims losing their homes. Why don't they use their insurance to cover these damages created by people that don't belong in their houses? Why? Because you want to label them zombie houses. You want to come in and take their equity. You want to isolate these people. You want to send them running with your BDS liens that you seem to walk in off the sidewalk and seem to hit $25,000 every time. And you know what's most interesting about BDS in their, I will hold my comment to BDS, is that every time you hit these poor people with your liens, it's around $25,000. And you know what's even more interesting when you begin to study this? Why do you always pick around December near Christmas? Is that kind of your shock and awe before you come in and take their equity from them? Guess what? We're looking at socially responsible banks right now who are under investigation for foreclosure fraud. Guess what? Every house you foreclose on, you're going to be watched so close by the DOJ, you don't know what's going to happen. Start helping these people save their homes and quit doing equity grabs for your own general fund. And these nuisance liens are unconstitutional and segregation. And we will be suing Amanda Fritz, commissioner, on every home that she steals from these good people that you think is justified for you to do. You talk about equity and taking care of people. You don't take care of no one in this city. Have a good day and thank you.
Thank you. Okay, please call the roll. It's an emergency item.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
These are four very minor technical changes, such as changing from before until after, and that the Treasurer will have printed in a daily or now weekly newspaper, since we don't actually have a daily newspaper in Portland right now. I'm very grateful to the Treasurer, Jennifer Cooperman, because she, in discussions with my staff, she's made it clear that she already posts the notices online, which is, I think, probably how most people get more of their information now than from any, even a weekly newspaper. And my request, she's also agreed to add notification to the relevant neighborhood association. So that will be in the administrative rules. So I very much appreciate this very simple change. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted, and we are recessed until 2 p.m.
you guys.